So now we're at self-help. Self-help is the opposite of inaction. Inaction abandons rights. Self-help asserts rights. Under self-help, the aggrieved person or party pursues release without the assistance of the court. Self-help often occurs when a contract has been breached. One party refuses to perform after the other party has breached. In problem 1-8, it relates back to the example we saw in 1-6, and in 1.8, we probe again the motives of Multiplex. Why would they withhold payment? Moving on to problem 1-9, which is a follow-up from 1-8, and it dealt with hypothetical facts of facts. Here we ask you again, the student, to reflect on your own conduct. Have you ever used self-help as a form of dispute resolution? If so, why did you choose this method over any other?